Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 22nd, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available on our MooreSuccessTeam.com website for playback in the future. Hopefully everyone will hear it first tonight, but if you can't, make sure and use that playback number. But before we go to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go out to San Marcos, Texas, and to Moore's team executive director, Martha Doss. Martha is actually running hard for her $100,000 ring, and she has someone that she wants to recognize on her team tonight. Ms. Doss, welcome to the call.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Sorry about the background noise. I've got a sick little girl at home tonight. But, you know, thank you so much for the opportunity for us to be able to recognize one of our newest team members that is just doing an outstanding job. Amber has SESTA qualified and has personally enrolled 7 new members, and we are just super excited to have her on our team. And we're just so excited to see what, you know, her and her husband, what they have in the future in store for them in their legal show business. So at this time, Amber, are you on the line?
I am.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll turn the call over to you and just kind of share, you know how you got started with Legal Shield and with the success that you're having.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Amber Allen. I am from Gonzales, Texas. I'm married to Eric, my overachieving husband, for 6 years. He is a very vital part in our success, but we were invited by a family friend to a business briefing where we learned all about Legal Shield. And first of all, I really believe in the product. I really believe this is something that every family should have, first and foremost. And then, of course, when they talk about the compensation, that really got me interested. And continuing on, after I had signed up, we had a PBR at my home where I signed a couple of people there. And then I have a good friend from Victoria, which is a bigger city about an hour away, that also had a PBR in her home, and then we also had some success there and just talking it up to people we know, and we're just very excited about the journey ahead. Martha?
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Amber, for being on the call, and thank you for everything that you are doing. I mean, you're just doing wonderful things, and we're just so excited for your future in your business and Legal Shield, and also excited that you are going to the retreat here within the next month or so, right?
I sure hope so.
Okay, awesome. Well, Mr. Moore, we'll turn the call back over to you, and thank you so much for giving us a few minutes.
All right,
yes,
Martha, appreciate you being on, and congratulations on your success, Amber. We know that you're just getting started in your Legal Shield business, but we're very, very proud of what you've been able to do. But now
to introduce tonight's
special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum Council member, $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 5 Executive Director, who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years. And none other than my dad, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, Mr. Ken Moore.
Thank you, Randy. What a great call we're going to have tonight. And I want to congratulate Amber and Martha both for doing an outstanding job. And Amber, we'll be looking forward to seeing you at a retreat. You're at the 7th, 8th, and 9th in April. And I might as well say it now, Randy, while it is, everyone that needs to sign up right away because the price goes up March the 1st. You know, there's a few people. I decided to wait till this weekend to tie it up because there's a few people that's won some of the money and everything, but they have failed to register for the retreat. Come Friday night, if they hadn't registered, well, that puts them out of the running. Even though they're in the running right now for the money would be theirs if they had just signed up, and I won't say who they are. Well, they will lose out on that. But, you know, some exciting things there, some exciting things. And are we going to have a whale of a country barbecue down in the big ranch down here at the retreat after we get trained? We're going to have trainers like Kathy Pinson, like Jimmy Parrish. We're going to have great trainers at the deal. Right now, Randy, you know, this next speaker is kind of a favorite of mine. I don't know why, but he just might be because he's such a nice guy. Would have a lot to do with it. He's always been a friend. He's always friendly. Never seem that he don't smile and shake your hand. He's a member of the media family. He's a member of the Platinum World Council. He's a $500,000 ring owner. He's a Millionaire Club member. And I could go on and on and on. Most of all, I consider him a personal friend, Mr. Mike Media.
Hey, Ken, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on the call. So actually, sort of special to be on your call since I've been on it before, and you've invited me back, and that's a big compliment. But on a serious note, guys, I absolutely am a major fan of the More Success team. Ken is one of those people that when I first got here, he talks about me being friendly and nice. He reached out to us. He took us under his arm, under his wing, really, and he told us his story, and he told us the stories of the company, and really helped me and Steve and Kim all have a real appreciation for the foundation that was built here long before we got here. You know, and that's so, you know, it's one of the things that I recognized right away, that when I got here in 1998, it was already a highway. It may not have been the ultra super highway that we're putting in today, but it was a highway. Make no doubt about it. You could get on board and you can get your $100,000 ring in a year or two. You can get your $250,000 ring in 2 or 3 years. You could do that, and today we resemble exactly the same, you know, the same sort of stature, if you will, the same sort of structure where someone can get in, like Amber just got in. Holy mackerel, 7 new recruits. I'm going to tell you that someone gets off to a spot like that, and the likelihood of them going all the way to the top is way, way up there. So, Amber, congratulations. And, of course, I know a lot of people on this team. I mean, there are legends in the industry on this team. And then there are, you know, just super-duper people like Martha Goss, you know, who I became personal good friends with, I think, because we're both Merle Haggard fans, perhaps. But it's probably beyond that. She's just, you know, one of the good people, one of the people dedicated to all the right stuff. And so, you know, it kind of goes on and on. I mean, you know, I heard Linda Bowen getting, saying hi, you know, and I've known Linda probably since maybe the first 2-3 months I've been in the business, and always, always, always got, you know, good tips and got, you know, helped out by folks who came before us. And that's one of the real reasons I think we turn around and we do the same thing, that we extend our hand to everybody, to all associates coming up through the ranks, you know, whether they're on our team or on someone else's team. Just like Ken Moore, it doesn't matter. We're all on Holland's team. We're all on Jeff Bell's team. You know, we're all part of Legal Shield. You know, and where we're going is together, guys. You know, we're going to be successful here together. We need every aspect of the business. We need the business-to-business. We need the group end of the business. We need the networking end of the business. And we also need to respect each other and work together, right? And that's just so important that we do that, that we treat each other with a lot of respect, and we really just appreciate. Because, you know, one of the things I always want to do is when someone else gets the ring, I don't care, you know, what methodology they used to get it, whether they did it business to business or they did it, you know, through the networking mark, the networking end of the business. Here's what I know. I know that they've poured out their heart and soul into this business to earn that $100,000 in a single year. They get the $250,000 ring. Holy mackerel. Here's what I know, that they've earned it. That they have put, you know, poured their heart and their soul, their blood, sweat, and tears into this business, and it's one of those things you just appreciate so much. You know, so just a couple of different things. You know, those of you who don't know my background, I was in Small Business America, always sort of moderately successful, except for a few different dry spells in my adult life. But one of my real dry spells came right before we got involved in the network marketing industry, and I really was looking for something different. I was looking for a new way. I was looking for a way to get my daughters through university without them and me going into debt. And I got started with a startup company. That startup company, like most startup companies, never really got off the ground. And at about the 4-year mark, it showed all the signs of going out of business. At that moment in time, we were introduced to Legal Shield. At the time, it was still named Prepaid Legal. And we were lucky. I mean, I saw this company. I didn't get it at first. I didn't understand how they could really make lawyers affordable. But I met Larry Smith. Many of you know Larry if you've been with the company for a while. And Larry shared his story with me. And what Larry's story consisted of is the first year, he made over $60,000 with this company. But his second year, he made over $220,000. Well, folks, what that said to me, and I believe it's what it should say to you, is if he could do it, why not me? You know, if I could do it, why not you? If Ken Moore
you know, a butcher by trade, and like Mr. Stonestein used to say, not particularly a good butcher necessarily, questionable, but he got in this business in his late 40s, almost 50 years old, and now he's made millions and millions and millions. But you know, not just one generation of ring earners, already three generations of ring earners, you know, Randy and his lovely wife Stephanie, and of course, you know, Jeremy, and Pat, Randy's wife Pat, and Jeremy's wife Stephanie, got them mixed up there. But that's what happens when you guys have a big family like that. But, you know, became friends with Jeremy as soon as he got on board. Didn't really hardly know him. Found out he was Ken's grandson, Randy's son. But I'll tell you what, he was a great leader. I could tell it right away. He asked the right kinds of questions. He took notes. He sat in the front row when he could. And lo and behold, he got to the $250,000 mark pretty much in record time for somebody of his age. You know, you can say, well, sure, you know, he had Ken Moore as a teacher. Well, Ken Moore was no easy teacher. Ken Moore put that young man to work, you know. And I'm sort of lucky that you know, when we came of age, we really understood the networking industry, and we networked, and we just went out and signed up, you know, and looked for people to help us build a business, and then looked to help them and help them and help them. And I was always really one of the people that believed, if you can get three people and get three people and get three people, you can go places in this company. What if you can get four people who got four people who got four people? You can build even something bigger. And, of course, five by five by five, even bigger. You know, so I'll tell you this, guys. What we did, and it's still there today, certain things change, but the concepts stay the same. We use third party. We use the tools. We use other people's conference calls in the beginning until we began to build a story. And then we use that story, and we use the story of the people around us. And we use it in third-party tools. I still give out DVDs today. Of course, years ago, I used to give out those big, clunky videotapes. Today, you know, a lot of the young people don't even know what a videotape is. The technology keeps changing, right? So now I send a link with the Get Paid Daily on it. I'm not afraid to change with the technology, but it's the same idea. Use the tool to tell the story. Use third party. Let something besides you or me be telling the story. Let the tool tell a story. And now I love this new, you know, the new app, Ask Legal Shield, because now what we're doing with the Legal Shield app, Ask Legal Shield, is we're giving value to people right up front. They're not even paying for that. They're getting that for free. They're getting free value. But here's what I predict is going to happen. They're going to see that even for just simply $20 a month, they could actually speak to a real attorney about any of the matters that they've got pressing, about anything that they're curious about. And so that, you know, one of the things that Jeff Bell did last week, and if you hadn't seen last week's Monday Momentum show, you want to go back and watch it. It's archived. But Jeff did a great job laying out, you know, why Ask Legal Shield and how to use it and how to get that app out there in the hands of your family members, your friends, your associates and stuff. And again, guys, it's free. Everyone likes free stuff. But that free app that they're going to get is going to help you market memberships and stuff like that. You know, so where do we stand right now? You know, we're almost 2 months through a six-month program, for almost 33% through the all-in promotion. What does that mean to me and you? It means that we got to stay busy, man. We got to approach this with a sense of urgency. We can't let it slip away. And that means you personally have got to be in the Performance Club this month. You can't let any excuses stand. No excuses whatsoever. You've got to be in the Performance Club. Why? Because then you're still eligible in those bonuses. Hopefully you made it last month too. If you're brand new and you fast start qualify, then you're also eligible, right, to go all the way to go to director. Folks, you know, we just heard from Amber. She already signed up seven people. What if those people average two people each? That's 14 more people. That's 21 people on her team already. She puts a team of 21 people together, right? All they got to do is average five memberships each over the next 3-4 months, and she makes a director position, gets at least a $4,000 bonus. But the way she's going, she's going to have that bonus multiplied. You know, this morning on the corporate call, we had Mr. Amelia family got to host that call. We were honored to do that. And our guest speaker was Mark Riches. And if you know Mark Riches, when a contest and incentive bonus program is put on the table, Mark figures out how to maximize it, which is exactly the reason we asked him to be on the call. And he really talked about, you know, building yourself a Fast Start Associate factory, building that, getting people in and getting them Fast Start qualified, not in 20 days. The way he says it in a few days. Now, if you haven't listened to that call today, I'm going to recommend before you go to bed tonight, you go back, and particularly even if you have to fast forward, I'm not even sure you can do that, but if you got to fast forward to Mark Rich's, get that training, listen to that training. You know, what it did for me personally, it was it helped me even expand my vision more because we set our vision, right? But then it tends to settle in a little bit, and it naturally tends to erode unless we're really good about keeping a very clear picture about where we're going. Well, Mark, you know, you heard him on a call today, if you did, he's going after helping 20 people become directors, and all of them with, you know, with the $4,000, with the, you know, times 10 bonus. So that would be helping $400,000 worth of bonuses, and he would generate a matching bonus for himself. If I got it right, I mean, I even heard the number 800,000. So I might have to go back and listen again myself. But, guys, what is he talking about? He's talking about making sure you get people in, get them Fast Start qualified. Do not leave it to chance. Get them in, get a plan to get Fast Start qualified immediately. And, again, you know, just like Mark says, don't wait for 20 days. Get it done in 3 or 4 or 5 days. Because isn't it the way it always happens? If I go on out there and help someone make 3 sales and sign up 1 associate, among those sales, doesn't it usually happen just in a 2 or 3 day period? That's the reality, you know. So why not help brand new people get in, get Fast Start qualified right up front in the first 3 or 4 or 5 days, and then help them turn around and get their people Fast Start qualified, turn around and do the same thing. The more you do that, the more Fast Start qualifiers on your team, you know, the greater the likelihood of you getting more and more of that bonus money. So, you know, guys, we're closing the month out. You know, the Cancun vacation is still on the table. You can still qualify for it. You know, you might have to qualify for the drawing and get a little bit lucky, but, you know, the odds will be pretty good right there. So you can qualify for that. If you sign up 3 people this month, you qualify to get, you know, John Addison's book, and we're going to have a signing party, looks like, in Oklahoma, at the Oklahoma Convention Center, in July, where John Addison will sign the books that people have earned, not won, but earned by signing up 3 people this month. So go on out there, get your copy of John Addison's book. Okay, the promotions and the incentives the company's putting on the table are driving all the right activities. That's what they're doing. They're driving, reaching out there, getting people on out to the events, following up professionally. You know, we got the last week of the Beat California tour in Florida. Folks, you want to have a business in Florida. How do you find someone long distance? You got to ask. And understand it's coming out of that month in Florida with all those, you know, all those big names in Florida. We're going to be following up with some big Super Saturdays on March 5th in Florida. And again, you know, there's so much on the table right now. So I'm going to just, you know, keep it simple right there. Stay focused on where you're going. The last thing I'll talk about really here would be the RU Core Conference in March. You know, it's in Dallas, Texas. So for a lot of folks, you know, it's a drivable event. And the company just extended it, basically made it available to everybody who's a senior associate and above. So if you're brand new and you want to be there, you got to get your senior associate. Well, that's easy. Just get out there and get it done. You know, it's easy stuff to do. Like Jim Rohn said, it's easy to do, but easy not to do. But, folks, you know, when a company opened this up, at first I said, oh, wow, that's crazy. But then I realized, I said, you know what? This is one of those opportunities that only is very rare. The more people you put in the room in Dallas, Texas, on March 10th, 11th, and 12th, the more people you're going to have at the Oklahoma event come July. The more people you have in the Oklahoma event, the more people, you know, the quicker you're going to get to your $100,000 ring, the quicker you're going to get to the executive director level. Now, make no mistake about it. You're on a team that's already generated a tremendous amount of success. I mean, just tremendous success. You know, just last week when I was leading the corporate call with Stephen Kimber in Guatemala, and I got to recognize Barbara and Manly Wilson, right? New $100,000 ring earners, great leaders right there in the middle of, you know, in the middle of Texas, right there in Austin, Texas. Great leadership on this team. Make no mistake about it. You know, and again, guys, I mean, a shout out to all my friends on this team, everybody. I'm excited, okay, guys? And again, keep it simple. All we're doing is sharing the information, following up using third party, moving people through the process, getting some information, getting out to an event, getting from that event, you know, getting fast stock qualified, getting to the manager level, and all the way up to director. And guys, how many directors can you break? How many directors, if you're not director yet, when are you going to break director? You know, how many multipliers are you going to get in there with fast stock qualified associates and stuff? So, Ken, I know I got a mouthful there. I got a bunch out, but I really appreciate you guys. You know, there's no more team, and I, again, for you're new on this team, understand that you are truly a part of the legendary history of Legal Shield / Prepaid Legal. You know, nobody goes back to Mr. Stonecipher as close to Mr. Stonecipher and as close to Wilburn and everybody else as Mr. Ken Moore, the founder of this organization. So, gentlemen, ladies, appreciate each and every one of you. Ken, I'll shoot the call back over to you.
What a great, great thing you always do, Mike. That's the reason you're successful. You don't just talk it, you walk it, you go out, you do it. You always have excitement, enthusiasm, and you're always willing to help the other people. You know, that's what we're about on the Moore team. That's what really most of Legal Shield is, and the ones not is soon be there. We're helping each other. We're a family. We're going to keep it that way. We're what America's made of, and we're going to help change America for the best, right?
I totally agree.
Well, you know what? We just absolutely appreciate it. And by the way, I talked to a lady today. There's a couple of people on our team. I won't name it just in case. There should be, the first of the month, there should be two more new ringers on the Moore team. They're right. I mean, they're knocking on the door. They're that close. The door is just kind of creeping open. So we're going to try to grab that door and jerk it open and let them come on through. It gets exciting when you think about it that way, doesn't it, Mike?
It sure does. I love seeing new ring earners across the stage.
I do.
Congratulations to the ones you guys got. Martha, I'm pulling for you. I can't wait to see you get your ring. I know you got a few more there who are lined up, some good friends of mine I've been speaking to. So congratulations to all of you ahead of time. But get on out there and get it done. And Ken, once again, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I think Randy might want to say a word to you. Before I say it, Randy, don't forget to tell, well, I'll tell everybody, Millie Baker came through her operation okay. She's doing real great. You know, she had a 99% blockage, and they got it taken care of. But, Randy, I'll turn it back to you so you can say something to Mike.
All right, Mr. Moore. Mike, first of all, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you and the entire media family, what you brought to Legal Shield when you came on. Just the IQ of our whole company just went up. I just appreciate you very much. If you got just a minute, Mike, we have a couple of maybe Millionaire Club members, ring earners that would ask a question. Would that be okay?
That'd be perfectly fine, sir.
All right, let's go out to the state of Utah and networking vice president, six-figure ring earner, Mr. Ryan Burns. Ryan, are you on?
I sure am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Melia, as always, I always look forward to your training. I appreciate your insight. My question is, my experiences is the first 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 days, or even 2 hours are the most fragile moments in a new associate's career. And I find I build my career on helping these new guys get started, paid, promoted, and you know, try to encourage them to get through and learn what they need to know. But they have the least amount of knowledge. Maybe they experience some rejection because they don't say quite the right thing just yet, and they haven't seen the possibilities this business can bring like the Millia family has. What would you say to those associates and maybe advice for people like ourselves that are always trying to encourage and help them getting started and painting that vision for them?
Well, Ryan, thank you so much. Great question. And my love to you, to Kate and your entire family out there. But, you know, obviously in the beginning, I'm going to tell somebody something like, listen, the beginning is the most difficult part, and we're going to be with you every step of the way. You know, I'll get you up in the morning, I'll tuck in at night. you're joking around when you say it, but it's pretty serious. And I say, listen, you know, and again, these are just some of the things we teach people right at the beginning. It's don't go on out and, you know, and don't, you know, and in the contact and inviting stages, this is the stuff that's so important, because in the beginning, you know, they've got a great warm market, but they have their most amount of discomfort. And so I'm going to teach people how to do the invitation, you know, how to keep their invitation simple. All you're doing is asking somebody to, you know, to come on over. Hey, I'm having a grand opening at my home. I have a brand new home-based business. Having a grand opening, it may not be for you, but I'd love to have you jump on. You know, I'd love to have you come over. I'd love to have your support, you know, and then also you'll know what I'm doing and stuff. Can I count on you for being there? And just say it like that, but say it in a friendly fashion. Now, the sort of thing to watch out for right there, and what I do with a brand new person is I tell them this. I say, listen, go on out there, make your first three or four invitations, and then afterwards call me up and just check in with me so we can see how it's going. You know, because sometimes, you know, people are not, you know, and you might want to do a little bit of role play with them ahead of time and how to make that invite, because sometimes people are really, really nervous. So if I set up a PBR with somebody for next Tuesday, you know, I'm not going to wait until next Sunday to call them up and see how it's going. I'm going to make sure that, you know, that they're getting the invitation process underway ASAP, you know, and I'm going to follow up with them and work with them that way. And even guys, sometimes, you know, sometimes if someone's really shy, I'll get on the phone with them. I say, let me make some of the invites for you. You know, who do you know, dot, 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 dot. So I'll get a phone number. I might say, hey, you know, Randy, you don't know me. My name's Mike Delia. I'm here working with Ryan on a new project. And what I'd like to do is my goal and my job here is to help Ryan get this project up and off the ground. So we'd like to invite you on over to hear a little bit about it. It may not be for you, but would you help Ryan out by coming over to his house on Tuesday night and you know, take about an hour and 20 minutes, and we'll go over it and we'll just have just a short presentation. You know, it's just something like that, guys. But once people learn how to do the invitation and they learn to keep it short, keep it tight, and don't try to do any selling over the telephone, you know, once they got that down, they'll tend to be pretty good at it. But again, make sure they get off to a good start by staying in touch with them a lot those first few days. Hope that answered your question.
It does very much. Again, I appreciate the insights and the experience. Thanks so much.
Hey, Ryan, appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Burns. We have time for one more, so let's go out to brand new $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member from the state of Alabama, and that's Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mike, always great to hear you. It was great visiting in Atlanta at Nick's event last month, and just wanted to, I'm not, as you know, I'm primarily a B2B person, but I've got a new recruit that I was trying to get up to Fast Start qualified, and he had not one but two members of his family that died during the 20-day period.
Oh.
And so we're meeting on Wednesday. He's very excited. Got him pumped up again. He's going to bring some folks into PBR I'm going to be doing actually at lunch on Wednesday. But from the standpoint of just letting people know on the call, you know, as well as myself, what are some things we can do to try to make sure they understand, hey, you didn't miss out, but there's still some good opportunities ahead, and don't let that setback of, you know, family emergencies like that throw you off course?
Jimmy, great. Number one, great to see you also in Atlanta. And number two, congratulations on a $250,000 ring. That is really just an awesome accomplishment. And go back to it is like, you know, for people, like some people miss it. For whatever reason, they miss stuff. And a couple of different things I'll tell them, listen, you know, some of the top people in the company didn't fast start qualify. You know, people have gone on and become $250,000 ring earners and stuff. They didn't fast start qualify. So, you know, getting off to a, you know, obviously you couldn't do much about it. You know, you've lost two family members, obviously. You know, so it's sad. That's sad in itself. I just tell people, look, you know, what I'm dedicated to is the way you want to go. That's the way you are right now. So let's just understand we didn't make that, but now let's get a plan in place to move you along through the program as quickly as possible. You know, we'll get you to that manager level, you know, ASAP. And that's all I ever do is I just say, okay, you know, I mean, because face it, when somebody does a fast talk qualifier, they either didn't go after it, right, or something like you're describing, the kid got up in the way. And when it's family stuff and everything, I think we just have to empathize and just be there for the people. And, you know, we're, and guys, I don't care. It doesn't matter how rich you get, how successful you get. We all go through the same types of things like that. We all have family members. We all have family members that, that we want to take care of at some point or another, or that need our help, or we need their help. And, you know, and one of the great things about Legal Shield is we're a family. You know, we really are a family. And, you know, so I think, you know, I think, Jimmy, like for a new person like that, the more they feel that you really care about them, and I know you do, the more they feel that, I think that more than anything else makes the other thing go away. That they realize you're not judging them negatively or positively about it, that you care about their life, you care about their results, and that we're in this together. And that's, and just to communicate that stuff out.
Will do. And thanks so much. Always great to give your advice, and look forward to seeing you in Dallas next month.
Hey, I appreciate you, and I appreciate that. I look forward to seeing you guys too. And Dallas, guys, are going to be off the charts. You know, if you have any remotely way of getting there, get to Dallas. So, Randy, thank you again. Appreciate you guys. And
hey, Mike.
Really, it's, yes, sir.
Mike, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you may, sir.
We're having our retreat here in Ada. How important do you think it is for new people to come to Ada and see the home office?
You know, Ken, as you know, we did our retreat last spring in Ada, and it was the best thing that we did, and exactly for that reason. So many of our new people who had never really had an opportunity to be at the home office got to see the home office. Not only that, but they got to see, you know, the cafeteria. They got to see where, you know, where they got to go to Ada itself and see the old office, at least from the outside, and really recognize, you know, and understand that that you know, while Legal Shield has had very humble beginnings, we are going to become a major, major force for equal justice in the world. We're already the best for-profit company that way, but we ain't seen nothing yet. And I think, Ken, just like I know you know, when people come to that home office for the first time, something happens. I mean, it opens up some sort of belief channel, and all of a sudden you really begin to see that, man, if Mr. Stonecipher could put this together from where he started from, look where we're starting from, and look what we're going to be able to accomplish together.
So, well, you know, Mike, you know, we give away the Harlan Stonecipher Award every year. We give away the Wilbur Smith Award as well as the team award. We give away lots of awards. We have our awards made exactly where the Nassau race drivers, we have that, we've upgraded all that. And Miss Stonecipher herself is going to be there to give away the Harlan. Miss Smith's going to be there to give away the Wilbur Smith Award. And I think
just
getting an award from those two ladies, I think that's a little highlight mixed right in with the home office. And, you know, we're doing a lot of remodeling at the home office. And I'm telling you, you thought it was something. It is going to be absolutely outstanding. And, of course, like I said, we're having a retreat. And, of course, I'm pushing the retreat because I think it's good for the people to be there. I just wanted to get your opinion and let people hear what Mike Mealy thought about people coming to the home office.
Ken, let me just say this thing. You know, whether it mean, the fact that the retreat at the home office is added stuff, but personally, in my career, I've never missed an event that was run by my team or was run by the company where I was invited to it. You know, I never missed a corporate event. I've never missed a when we used to have Branson, when Mrs. Stonecipher had Branson.
That was wonderful.
Branson. I never missed an event. I would never, ever, if I was on the board's team, I would never miss a board retreat. I would be too afraid to, based on not what anybody would think about me, but about what I might miss. And also, guys, here's the key. You show up at every major event with a bigger team than you had last time.
Show up at the
More Family Retreat with the most amount of people you ever had at a big event, and you're going to double that number by the time we get to Oklahoma in July. So appreciate you guys again. I'll shoot a
thank you, Mike. Thank you. God bless you. Go with the blessing of God, okay?
You got it, sir. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Randy, I'll turn it back to you if you have anything else to say. If not, we'll end the call.
Go ahead, Dan, Mr. Moore. It's time.
Okay, I'll say one more thing. I'm going to be looking tomorrow, the next day, to see how many of you did sign up for the retreat. It's your choice, but if you don't sign up, you're going to miss it. The price is going up. We want you there. We're going to have a good time, great training. But let's do this. Let's just keep putting God first. family second, legal show third, and I promise you, we'll all have a good time, make some money, and enjoy each other. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.